Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 44 for Saturday, November 21st, 2009. They were just turds. This episode of TWiF is brought to you by the new Ford Sync, featuring hands-free calling, music search, and turn-by-turn navigation. All voice activated from Ford Sync. For more details and to enter to win a free Nano or Zune, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Everybody, good to see ya. Sarah Lane here. And I think this is an episode of This Week in Fun, if I'm not mistaken. Martin Sargent.
I believe it's episode number 44 of This Week in Fun. Martin Sargent here on the other side of San Francisco. Wishing that I was with you, Sarah, up in Petaluma, because I do so miss that bucolic little hamlet.
Yeah, I know. I do too. I miss it. But here we are doing our thing.
It's kind of nice not having to do the commute, and you know, it's
the commute I don't miss, but you know, you and I always have our real gossipy conversations on the way up and stuff. So yeah. That's always fun.
Yeah. Episode 44.
The last time the episode was the same forward and backward was episode 33,
and that was a
long time ago.
Was that a good episode?
I don't know. I don't remember, but it was 11 episodes ago. So chew on that.
Yeah, what if we have any numerologists in the audience?
I'm punchy today.
Yeah, I'm definitely very slow today.
Why are you slow, Marty? What's up with that?
Okay, let me break this down for you, Sarah.
Break it down.
I'm going to explain to the audience why I'm a little slow today, and also why I think you're a little slow today.
I'm a little slow today because
I had a few glasses of wine last night. And I believe that this vintage of wine may not have been the finest wine that one could drink.
The $2 headache.
No, I believe it was $3.99 a bottle. The rare and
That's
radiant Molly McDonald purchased it at Whole Foods. That must mean it's organic.
Whole Foods had a $4 bottle of wine?
They do. What's it called? Quail Creek. So that's why I'm just
quail did in.
Although I could have totally pulled it off and nobody would have known.
Foiled by the quail.
Even though it feels like the inside of my brain is peeling off my skull right now. Here now is why Sarah Lane is a little bit slow. Because she really wants to drink right now. And she can barely concentrate on anything else but that insurmountable urge. In fact,
that's not why I'm slow.
In fact, that is true.
In fact, what? No, I'd like to hear the whole thing.
In fact, I believe that you were going to, literally, Colleen had to press start because you were about to bolt.
That was very rude, by the way. You guys kept me here against my will.
She's like, oh, come on. It'll only take five minutes. I got to go down to the liquor store on the corner. I need to go down to the liquor store on the corner.
This is being paraphrased and spun out of context.
Verbatim.
What I said was, hey, it would be really nice to have a glass of wine since I'm celebrating me actually being alive. Marty was like, oh, yeah, I'm super hungover. I'm probably going to have a glass of wine, too. And I was like, there's a liquor store right in my corner. It'll literally take me 5 minutes door to door. That was like 5 minutes while people were still saying S my D in the rerun before our show started. Then Colleen comes in, sits on the ball, and presses play, and I'm stuck. So sorry, I wanted a glass of wine to celebrate my life. Sorry,
well,
everyone.
You can't see what I'm doing right now, can you?
No, I can't, but I'm sure it's something very rude and disrespectful.
I look like a hobo in an alley.
What? Okay. I thought you'd say,
drinking out of the bottle. I may just draw right here if I have to pee in the middle of the show. Here's a wall.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds so good.
Yeah.
That sounds so comforting. You could like carry the show for 5 minutes, right?
I could, but as a team.
Oh, don't team me. I've been wanting to celebrate with you all week. And all week you've been like, sorry, I don't want to. Sorry, I don't want to see you. Sorry, I don't want to hang out.
Mm. I had commitments.
There's no I in team, asshat. That should be the name of our show today.
No I in team, asshat. It's not a bad show. I've got to say that Sarah and I, it was a very nice collaboration on the choosing of the stories, and I'm quite pleased with what's on the buffet.
It's a good Chinese buffet of goodness.
It's a good stack. We'll see if we can make these stories come to life as they deserve to. We may screw it up because of our slowness, but we're going to get into the show now and give it a shot. And this show, I think you're going to enjoy it. I think you're going to enjoy it. If you're not familiar with what we do on this show, This Week in Fun, you may be familiar with all the other shows on the Twit Network, the one that Leo does.
No, they're I don't know anything about that.
They're awfully boring.
There's another show on the network besides this?
They are, but you wouldn't know it because it's so soporific. You sort of just tune it out.
Oh, it's the White Noise Network.
Oh, it's awful. You haven't listened to this stuff? It's just
blah, 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 tech, blah, blah, graphics card, blah, blah, blah.
You got it. It's all tech all the time, and you can only take so much of it. Ugh. It just becomes so grating with the, I mean, every show.
You want to drink yourself
into a stupor.
Look
at these guys. I can just see them right there. Like, Leo's like rubbing the back of Steve Gibson's head right there in that photo. He's like, defragging, repartitioning. Oh, Steve, update my kernel. Steve.
Dude, that sounds like Homer Simpson.
Steve Gibson.
You know what I liken tech to sometimes? I like to think of tech and talk of tech as like being on an airplane with a lot of terrible turbulence and you're starting to get really anxious and worked up and you're like, God, I want this to stop. And you're stuck. You're a captive audience. So you have to start drinking.
And moreover, what makes it
worse
is that
you stop caring.
Then
if you're like, we could crash, no big.
The person sitting next to you is like this awful, boring, like math teacher or something like
sweating,
that. Boring you stories about fractions. That's kind of what it's like.
Yummy.
Awful turbulence. They're not bringing out the drink cart and the conversation.
Well, they sure aren't bringing out the drink cart, and I am buzzing that.
That's Twit.
Flight attendant. I guess they're not called. I'm kind of waitress. That's not what they are.
Of course,
where's my waitress? I'm totally gonna do that next time I'm sitting in code.
Where's my waitress?
Waiter, one more drink, please. Waiter.
Oh man, I remember.
I don't like this. I'm sending it back. So
this first story here.
What is it?
You know this one. This has relevance in my life. This is a story. It reeks of true or poo, but it's totally true. And I know this is true because I know this man, believe it or not. There's a father up in Minnesota.
You know this man?
I know this guy. He actually spoke Klingon and Klingon exclusively, nothing but Klingon to his son for the first 3 years of the child's life.
And the child wasn't exposed to English any other way, correct?
It's unclear in the source material that I'm referencing here, but that is my understanding.
Because he
Darman
wanted
Spears,
the kid to be
he has
like,
a PhD
like a
in computational linguistics.
So his kid was a little George experiment, Upring. Wasn't it?
He's doing an experiment.
Like that movie Nell with Jodie Foster, but Star Trek and real people in Minnesota.
He says the kid was starting to pick it up. Darman Spears,
well,
I know.
After 3 years, one would hope.
Yeah, he was very slow. He was a guest on Unscrewed, and that's how I know this guy is legit.
Okay.
Of course he was, right?
I was going to say, who do you know in Minnesota? That already sounds bizarre.
I know other people. The Tron guy lives up in Minnesota. Tron guy.
Tron guy, of course.
Wonderful man.
Thousand Lakes.
There's so many.
Tron guy.
Do you think this is child abuse? Do you think that Child Protective Services should intervene in the lives of Darman Spears and his wee son?
Pretty. That's a tough one because, of course, my gut reaction is like, yeah, that's really awful. But we don't really know the details of, like, if the kid
we
is,
don't. Maybe he taught his son how to say, I love you a million ways in Klingon. You know? I don't know if you can say I love you in Klingon.
it seems like really dumb.
It's just dorky.
It's like maybe he should go to jail for just being that dorky. Like, you know what? You're too dorky. Even for Minnesota, we're taking your kid. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's abuse.
I don't think it's illegal.
In certain circles, this kid would be like the most popular kid. There are people who
in certain
like
circumstances. Name one.
Other Star Trek weirdos who speak Klingon to each other.
There are other 3-year-old Star Trek weirdos. He's real popular in that circle.
No, they're adults. But if the kid is that good, they're going to think of him as some demigod. I mean, he could really go places.
Like, it would not be illegal for this father to speak nothing but French for 3 years.
Well, nobody would do that. That's just weird. Would want to do that.
No one would get in trouble for that. They're like,
heard
oh,
that
that's
language?
So thinking France? we're teaching our child how to be bilingual.
Everything's through the nose with them. France?
Who was ruder, the Klingon or the French?
I've never met a Klingon that was rude to me.
No.
Klingonite? I don't know. I don't know what the proper term is. Obviously, I need to go up to Minnesota and learn some stuff. Get my learn on. Get my learn on. I don't know what's wrong with me. So,
I know what's wrong with you. You're going through withdrawal.
Dude.
I gotta say, Sarah, I did not
enjoy
that.
You're acting as if I'm like, I just got out of rehab or something.
I did not enjoy that swig of wine I took. I just want you to know that. I did not enjoy it. It was not tasty.
Is it red or white?
It spruced me up. You don't want this.
You're like a blind person. Is it red or white? Yes.
it's a Shiraz.
So it's red. Yeah. I feel personally, I know that you and I do differ on this subject a bit, and it's perfectly fine to have your own opinion, but I personally don't do the red wine while it's light outside. Like, the sun is out right now, red wine doesn't feel right to me. I try not to, also.
But that's why I love this daylight and the daylight savings. It means I can just start drinking it earlier.
Well, I know. Everyone complains about, the sun goes down so early. And you're like, it's happy hour an hour earlier also. You know? Don't drink and drive, kids. We're only half kidding. Never mind.
The following story is one of those stories that either make you believe in God or make you believe in evolution, one or the other, because either way, it is a miracle of nature.
Can you believe in both? Because I would like to.
Yes, I believe you can.
As
you can believe in anything you want.
Directly relates to this story. I would like to both believe in evolution and a God.
This story is so awesome that it would take both the power of evolution and the power of the Almighty to render this true, which it is.
TWIF audience, I want you to prepare yourself for something pretty amazing.
Scientists have discovered a bug. A beetle.
Not just any beetle, though.
No, not just any beetle. A beetle that protects itself by constructing armor made of poo.
I feel that the story stands on its own at that point.
Do we need to dwell on this anymore? It is a beetle who encases itself in an armor
of its own
made
poo.
Of poo.
To basically throw predators, you know, off the scent and just
not even to throw. Just be like, okay, some.
I don't want to eat you. You're covered in poo.
Says, I don't want to eat you.
You're covered in your own feces. It's disgusting.
You are caked in feces. I am not going to eat you.
I'm going to go eat something else. Who wants a poo beetle? Not me. I love evolution. I mean, God is great as well, but I really love.
Do you have
the fact
some
that
sort of
happening.
Like an epiphany because of the recent health scare? I've never heard you talk about God in such a way before?
Because we were saying that God must exist for there to be a poo beetle. That's all okay. I'm doing. I'm not trying to get all religious. In fact, I'm really mad at some religious guy on Twitter today who's bothering me about Barack Obama. Dude, if you watch the show, I'm going to block you if you don't go piss off and bug somebody else.
Huh.
People can be so annoying. I'm sorry. Wow, that just came out. I guess I really do need a drink.
What was he saying?
Oh, he's crazy. He's a crazy religious person who's keeps telling me that how disappointed in me he is because I follow Barack Obama on Twitter and let's have a religious discussion. I tried to DM him politely. You know how you do this on Twitter sometimes. DM him because he's following me so I can do that. Say, you know, and I said, you know, can you please just kind of like lay off? And then I wrote, okay, thanks, bye. Yeah. And he writes back publicly on Twitter, I don't speak your crazy lingo. And I was like, you know what? What is wrong with me? Why do I engage the freaks? Why?
Well, if there's one thing I learned, that it's, you know, the best way to convince people of the nature of the universe and the existence of God is via 140 characters.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
I don't see what your problem is.
It's a succinct argument. Yeah, Twitter is it's a great forum for that sort of thing.
Yeah. You could really
But can we talk about the poo beetle for a second?
Yes,
again?
I'd love to. I'm sorry I get
no,
so
No,
excited.
It was my fault. It was my tangent. I'm sorry.
So,
here's the thing is like so the beetle, let's just think about, you know, the beetle's like, holy crap, no pun intended. You know, there's a predator. I've got to kind of like blend in here. And what do I have? I don't have anything. I'll just poo all over myself and then I'll, you know, make a little like body of armor.
Talk about self-reliance.
And the predator will pass now. Okay.
This is a self-made beetle.
Right. So the mission is successful. Beetle doesn't die. Now what happens? Can he shake the armor off real quick? And it just kind of is like
do they get a new poo suit every... Article says the experiment showed this fecal armor could successfully repel predators. Often the predators did not even investigate the potential meals, presumably because the beetles fooled them into believing they were just turds.
Wonderful.
There you have it.
Bravo. Bravo,
they were
world.
Just turds.
Because, you know, I'll tell you, not that long ago, I was wondering if it was all worth it. And it obviously is now.
It's worth it.
Bring to that, virtually. We have a very weird conversation going on in our chat room, I guess. It's irc.twit.tv. If for any reason you're not already in there, you should jump in and talk to these people. But I think the whole God thing threw everybody off. They're like, wait, oh, you know, you're right, I'm wrong.
All of a sudden, we're mingling a conversation about poo beetles and God.
Love it. That doesn't happen on every show, by the way, and it certainly doesn't happen on Steve Gibson's show.
Hell no!
Steve Gibson doesn't know anything about poo beetles. How good of a security guy can he be?
I don't know. It is security.
That's security now is what it is. Right now. God, can you imagine pooing all over yourself? Nobody would come near you. It's genius.
It works.
Never heard of anything so great.
It works.
It sure does.
I've done it.
Marty, it's terrible.
In addition to being thrilled about poo beetles, I gotta say I am thrilled by this new Ford Sync.
Will you tell me more about this? Because
you don't know about the Ford Sync. This thing is
so
a technological wonder. In fact, I am going to get myself a Ford product. I'm going to switch from the Cadillac. I'm going to get myself a Lincoln Town Car just so I can get the new voice-activated Sync because of the hands-free calling.
Well, it's very safe.
The hands-free, the voice-activated music podcast shirt.
It's like living in the future.
Turn-by-turn navigation all in my ear. It's safe. It's effective. It's fun. It's really the new way to drive. It's the Ford Sync.
Well, it's comfort, too. Don't forget comfort, Marty, because you know, you can only juggle so many things. When you're in a Lincoln Town Car, you really want to relax and enjoy the ride. You remember when Leo was driving through Petaluma last week and he was using his Ford Sync? And in a Mustang, you know.
Going through a midlife crisis, but it became okay because he had a Ford Sync.
He was chill. He was chill is what he was.
Was
he was
smooth.
Chill and he was enjoying life.
He was smooth.
He was smooth. He was cool. Even Steven.
Perhaps, well, not the most. The most exciting thing is the Ford Sync itself. Voice activated, making those calls, finding and playing the music and the podcast, getting the turn-by-turn navigation, access to real-time and weather. That's all amazing stuff. But what's really cool for our audience is we have a little offer for them. Check this out. All you have to do is go to Twitter. I know you all have Twitter accounts. Go to Twitter, and if you say something about our show, This Week in Fun, something nice, something fun.
Does it have to be nice, or can it be kind of like
you could say it could be anything you want. We would prefer nice.
I almost want them to, like, you know, like grab our attention, say something crazy.
Yeah, but then Ford's going to see that, and they're not going to want to sponsor us anymore.
Oh, no. Say something
so, you
nice.
Know, put at Martin Sargent, at Sarah Lane. Let us so we can find it. And then say something about our show. Maybe thank Ford. And then put the hashtag in and type Sync My Ride Podcast.
Sync My Ride Podcast.
S-Y-N-C My Ride Podcast. They're giving away a lot of prizes, and I know a lot of people have already won because I've been following this on Twitter because they
well,
did
actually,
this.
Actually, a couple people
show,
who were nice enough to tweet out our show.
A Nano?
Like iPod Nano.
Or a Zune.
Neither of which I have.
I would love one.
I would like to participate. We can't, obviously, because we're on the show, but you all can, and we'd love for you to, and we also thank everybody who's participated so far. Shouldn't stop you from tweeting again.
No, Sync My Ride Podcast after the hashtag. Say some nice things. Say at Martin Sargent. Say at Sarah Lane. We would appreciate it, and we want you to win an iPod Nano or a Microsoft Zune.
Congratulations. You just won an iPod Nano or a Microsoft Zune. You know what's neat? Just one more thing about the sync is... Voice activated stuff, when it doesn't work, is just horrible. But when it does, it's so great. I mean, and eventually everything will work as well as the Ford Sync does. But if you say, call Leo, I don't know why I keep using Leo as an example. I guess because he was showing it off last week. But it's really, I mean, it's so like, it's like you're just thinking something in your head and things are happening in the world because of that. It's one step away from Minority Report.
It's the most miraculous thing since the Pooh Beetle. See, I should go into advertising.
Advertising? That's a fun idea.
Maybe I'm going to go into advertising.
All right.
Forget this TV business.
Got to take you up on that. Okay, Martin's going into advertising. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe not.
Good
because
boy,
I think
Sammy.
I have a good shot at something else. I don't know if you can hear the howling void out there.
Come here.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm talking to
There's
my cat.
There's going to be a big hole, a big gaping hole in the culture, in the world, in humanity, in the multiverse, after Oprah Winfrey steps down.
You've got my attention back again. Now, let's just
and I can
about
fill
this.
That spot.
In 2011 on September 9th, you think you're ready to go in there?
In 2011 on September 9th, what do you think of this? Oprah steps down, Martin Sargent steps up, the new queen of syndication.
Can I be your Gail King? If so, I'm totally behind this idea.
Would that make us lesbian lovers?
Yes. That would be weird, but... maybe worth it.
What about the other guy?
What other guy?
Stedman.
Oh, I don't know. It's all very confusing to me. I guess he's her boyfriend. Okay. Because we're talking about Oprah and everyone is flipping out,
flipping
the freak out. Even people that I like and respect are like really upset about this. This is like almost 2 years from now. Like Oprah's acting like she just like said goodbye to the world yesterday or today or whenever she made that announcement. I guess the Harper announcement was yesterday. It's like in 2 years, like nothing's happening. She's actually going to have a show for a really long time. I mean, I don't understand.
25 years.
Okay,
I think
yeah,
she
25
thinks
years,
she's
great.
Bigger than she is.
Not ending tomorrow. It's ending in 2011.
I know why she's doing this.
Because she's going to start her own network?
Well, there's that. Plus, I think that she sees the writing on the wall and knows that the world's going to end December 21st, 2012. And she wants a little time off.
Oh, hadn't thought about that.
Right?
That's a wrinkle. That's a little bit of a wrinkle, huh? Of course, Oprah is like has already thought about this and none of us have yet. She's so annoying.
Oprah basically wrote the Mayan calendar.
Yeah, she did.
Oprah Winfrey.
I'm Oprah. Sorry, Samuel. My cat is like, what is up with you? Don't do that voice ever again. Poor little thing.
You're an Oprah fan.
He wants to be on the show, but he doesn't have anything to say.
Are you an Oprah fan? You like Oprah. No?
I've got no problem with Oprah. I mean, I don't watch the show regularly because it's at a very inconvenient... I mean, I'm, you know, working and...
Yeah, I know. You know, well, it was getting easier for me since Lou Dobbs went off the air. Because I always had to pick between...
You have that free hour, right?
Dobbs and Oprah, and it was a tough call.
Yeah, yeah.
I have bottomless respect for both of them.
I do like Oprah. I can't say that I watch the show with any regularity because it's, I mean, not on TV, but I, you know, like I went onto the internet and I found the Whitney Houston interview because I wanted to hear her talking about crack and, you know, I like
I
Oprah.
I watched a little bit of the Sarah Palin thing. What a mistake
that
was.
I didn't watch that yet.
What a mistake that was.
Did it just fill you with ire?
I became stupid.
What about when Violet Blue was on Oprah and they were talking about the porn?
I missed it.
Me too.
And I should have seen it because Jenna Jameson was also on. I don't know if you guys know Violet Blue. She's a local sexpert. She's been
for,
on Internet Superstar. She's sort of in the scene, the tech scene around here.
And
books.
And well-respected. You know, not like
she
one
is.
Of those people you're like,
I believe she does
sex,
a column for the San Francisco Chronicle. Very nice person. Whatever. Yeah, I wouldn't take sex advice from her, though.
I don't take sex advice from anybody. I feel like
I write
you just
my own
do
rules.
Whatever's right for you.
Write my own rules.
Yeah, exactly.
If I
just
case
I'm just
myself
gonna,
and poo
I'm
in
just
the bedroom,
gonna let
I'll do
my
it.
Loins show me the road. Let the loins take over. We're going on a ride.
So, you know, what I'm taking away from the whole Oprah thing is, yes, I'm hoping that I'm going to fill her slot, but if not that, I absolutely have to finish my book before this happens so I can appear with her and sell a whole bunch of copies.
So, you know, it's funny. I know that you're like only half kidding about this because your book, you're a good writer.
I'm not kidding at all.
You're really writing a book.
Yeah.
And it could be like a huge bestseller and touch people's lives in a major way. And you could very possibly be on Oprah. And you know what? You don't have that much time anymore.
I know.
Shit just got real. Sorry to say that word, but I'm kind of freaking out a little bit.
This
I hope
book
you're
will shock
done.
You. It will shock you.
Are you almost done?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm having a little bit of difficulty, but it's getting better. It's getting better. I'll go into more detail because you sort of know what it's about another time. But yeah, we're getting there.
Okay, good.
I'm glad. What I might want to do is I'm supposed to be moderating some panel at Web 2.0 here in San Francisco, possibly about internet guys who spin their websites into books. I would really like to finish it before then and unveil it there. We'll see. So that's when May or April? It's a personal memoir.
It's a personal memoir, and
so it's all about me.
Well, yeah, but they're, you know, I enjoy memoirs because they're, I mean, unless it's the guy who lied on Oprah and made up all Million Little Pieces guy. I mean, memoirs are, they're,
it's very similar to that, actually.
Except that it's true.
Right.
Memoirs are like
I
my
think
favorite,
that guy got
my
a bad
favorite
rap.
Kind.
I think
because
he got
they're,
a bad
they're
rap.
Like a documentary. They really happened.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like a good novel, but a good memoir, out of the park. Martin Sargent's memoir, best day ever.
Massive interest in that subject matter, too. Massive. Worldwide appeal. Where do you want to go from here? Do you want to do The Robber, Too Ugly for a Life of Crime?
We can. It just makes me so sad.
It's sad.
It's so
basically,
sad.
Let's show the photo. Just show the photo. This guy, basically, he's a terrible, terrible robber because every time he robs someplace, he gets caught because he's so recognizable.
Because of his ears? Because he has big ears?
He's the worst burglar in England. There he is. What are you going to do with that?
See, I don't even think he's ugly. Like, he's got cool ears.
He kind of looks like that guy from The Professional, the Frenchman.
Boy, he looks English to me. You don't get any more English than this guy. But I don't think he's ugly. I think Dumbo ears are cute. And you could always wear a little beanie if you're feeling uncomfortable. But I do not think that this should deter him from being a robber. He can be anything he wants to
be. I see. Follow your dreams, buddy.
Yes. That's what
don't
I think.
Don't let a little physical deformity keep
you
from
getting
chasing
that
those
gold.
Written boats.
Getting that cash.
Sarah, you're always struggling with your weight. Perhaps you want this next invention.
God, I know. It's actually great since I was sick recently.
Idea,
I lost a bunch of weight, and it's like I'm totally like back to fighting weight. And now I'm afraid I'm afraid I'm gonna gain my freshman 15 back. Now that I'm healthy and everything will be ruined. I'm just kidding. This next story is really stupid. Just start off with that. Apparently, if you really are a masochistic person, by the way, this is from the LA Times, so you know it's real. A really masochistic person and an oversharer and a person likes Twitter. That's a lot of people on Twitter already. And, you know, just want to do something really stupid. There's a scale, like a bathroom scale, that will weigh you and alert Twitter to let everyone who's following you know how much you weigh.
It'll tweet out how much you weigh so that people can follow whether you've gained weight or lost weight. I, by the way, have gained weight over the past 2 weeks. Can you tell?
I can't see you, and I haven't seen you in real life because you're obviously avoiding me, but I'll go ahead and take your word
and
for it.
Although, I think I gained something like 9 pounds over the past 2 weeks. I think I lost most of that last night.
Because you drank a lot of wine?
No.
Doesn't make sense.
Let's just say I could have made armor. I could have made body armor.
Oh, you were a poo beetle without anyone chasing you. Good work. 9 pounds. Good work. Okay, so I can understand, you know, that a lot of you know, that they're, you know, the sort of like weight loss support groups and people who, you know, are cheering each other on or maybe like going to the gym together regularly and working out and, you know, getting fit and losing weight is something that a lot of people are really obsessed with. And so I can see where like in a controlled environment, the scale could somehow like it could,
accountability.
Yeah. Accountability and, you know, sort of the push you need, you know, to just be honest about everything. But I swear to God, if any of my friends do this, I'm unfollowing them. I don't need it. It's oversaturation, isn't it?
Where does it end, Sarah? Where does it end?
I don't know.
It starts
That's
out
really
here. Pretty
question.
Soon, you got a toilet that tweets when you don't wipe. Who needs it?
You've already got a scale saying, hey, Sarah's really freaking fat right now. And then the next day, hey, ditto. Fatty McFat
hey,
just got
you're
on the
even
scale.
Fatter today than you were yesterday.
Hey, look, you're getting bigger.
Is that just water weight or are you really packing it on?
Seriously, what's wrong with you? You're super fat.
You are gross.
It's tech where tech doesn't need to be.
You know where tech does need to be?
Where?
In someone's ass.
Now I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued
Let
by
me explain.
Your statement. The blanket
Let
statement
me explain.
Itself intrigues me.
A British man was involved in a terrible motorcycle accident. He has now been fitted with what they're calling a bionic bottom. Jed Galvin, 55. All he has to do, his whole innards were ripped out. He couldn't poo anymore. There was nothing there. He was going to have to spend a life wearing a colostomy bag. He didn't want to live that way. Who can blame him? Found the doctors that could perform a miracle surgery on him. And essentially what they did, Sarah, was they installed a bionic ass. Now all he needs to do to open his bowels and go to the bathroom is press a remote control.
Oh my God. It's like my most pleasant dream.
I know. Wouldn't that be something? No more struggle.
No more struggle.
No more waiting around.
And the
no more tears and prayers.
The crushing pain of it all. just a little button on a remote that can be conveniently set on the nightstand or near the toilet. And
you're afraid
and you
that your enemies
like
are coming over and you need to build some armor around your body. Press the
just
button
press
a
the
few
button.
More times.
It's. I wonder what his butt looks like. Like, can you tell that it's bionic from the outside, or is this all just neatly wrapped up in there like
I'm
a lady part?
Like that robot Bender.
Mm-hmm.
Something
that robot
like that.
Bender is like he's like old school robot though.
Yeah. Here's what I'd be worried about.
Do tell.
Hackers. What if somebody hacked your ass?
Hacked your ass. My God, you're right.
And was able to control
your
ass
bowels.
As if they were holding the remote control at the most inopportune times.
Think of the phishing and the viruses.
Unbelievable.
Now, this is actually taking a turn for the really sinister.
This gives one pause.
Because, well, you know, let's find out what kind of an operating system is going on in that bionic butt.
I hope it's Linux, because that's bulletproof.
If it's not Linux, we're all screwed. Everyone knows Apple gets all sorts of viruses now.
I don't want Windows controlling my ass.
I would
so hire Steve Gibson to secure my ass if I had one of these bionic asses.
Steve Gibson doesn't know anything about securing a good bionic ass. He knows a lot of stuff. I'll give him that. Bionic butts? Not one of them. Chat room, I really like all the things you guys are saying right now. It's pretty funny.
Oh, man. That's a fun story. I think it's my favorite one.
I mean, what do you do? What do you do? Why does there have to be a remote? Why can't he touch his belly button? I mean, what if you lose the remote? I mean, are you in trouble?
I know, you lose the remote all the time. What do you do? Can you never poo again if you lose the remote?
You're like, I need to find my remote. Things are
like,
getting
your batteries
really bad
down there. It's like a massive snowstorm or something. You can't go out and get more batteries. Nightmare scenario.
It's a huge, crazy nightmare scenario. And the batteries, what kind of batteries is it? 9 volt? Because I swear I've never got a 9 volt in the house, and that always seems to be the kind of battery I need.
And, maybe they're rechargeable.
Solar powered, maybe.
Solar.
Everything's solar now. Except the
maybe it just plugs a plug in, like it's like a Glade plug in kind of thing.
Plug it in, plug it in.
Talk about freshness, plug it in.
It's like, I can't think of the last time I like saw a plug in commercial, but I know the jingle.
Plug it in, plug it in.
Plug it in. My
we should try to get Glade plugins to sponsor our show.
Hey, Glade, if you're watching, and I know you are.
I could sell that. I'll sell anything on this show.
We'll sing and we will dance. We will dance.
Is the story about the old man who got lost too sad?
Too sad. I know. I sent that to you and I snickered earlier because I was having a moment of
It's obviously
to feel more superior than my elders.
He's probably getting into advanced dementia. Terrible story about a old man who drove 400 miles out of his way because he took the wrong turn on his way to the newspaper. But we're not going to.
What I did like about the story, and we don't have to talk about it in too much detail, but what I did like about the story is, you know, he was found, he was fine.
Yes.
He was, you know, he drove 9 hours the wrong way and kept saying, well, I just kept thinking, you know, eventually I'd see my wife again.
Sure.
And someone said, well, what about the GPS? You know, why don't you get the GPS? And he goes, what's the fun in that? You never get lost. So this is a guy saying, listen, as inconvenienced as I have been, I say, to hell with you, tech. I'm doing things my way. And I've got to give kind of a fist bump to anybody who can say that.
Well, I think I just solved the mystery. Can we please pull up the picture of him and his wife again?
Mystery.
I would be trying to get away from Claire myself.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like a banshee.
Well, they do live in Australia, and you know they're all convicts.
That's right. So, I wouldn't want anything to do with Claire.
Claire?
Claire. It's a fat girl's name.
That's a family name. I bet two people in the world.
Oh, two or three people get those references, right?
All right. But
first
the two
person,
or three people that do, we love
what's
you
the
very
reference?
Much.
Anyone?
Love you very much.
Molly got it.
Good. Well, she's of the right age.
There we go. September got it. Breakfast Club.
Good work, Sept. Good work.
Septic. Is that short for septic? Like septic tank?
Is that short for I have a septic sewer in my butt? Why?
I'm kind of anti-septic.
Why do these things come out of my mouth? God, I'm such a child. I'm a 33-year-old woman child. I almost said man child, which would be weirder. Martin, take me away.
All right. Maybe one more story. Because I got two left here, but one is really effed up, and the other one's just kind of fun.
Okay. I don't even know. I see three stories, so you pick.
You got three? Oh, you know, I decided that the Japanese bra one was stupid.
Okay. I agreed with you silently, so I'm glad we're on the same page.
Forget about that one. So, all right. Do you guys want door number one or door number two? Do you want the story about... a guy
should
who
we let the community decide, like all dig style?
Yeah,
let the community vote it up and down.
This is like social networking right here.
My God, Kevin Rose, somebody page Kevin.
The guy who paid a teen to spit in his face, or the homeless cannibals who sell human meat to a kebab shop. That's your choice.
If I was participating, which I'm not, I wouldn't even really know what to do at that point. But people,
everyone seems to want to do the kebabs.
I think the kebab. I see more cannibals and kebabs than I see face spitters.
Well, what most people are saying is neither one of those are fun choices.
Yeah, in fact, I've seen a lot of people who obviously are like here for the first time going like, wait, this is fun? This is their idea of fun?
Yeah.
People who've just gotten here for the first time.
Wait,
we have to say this every week?
Soon.
It's a freaking weird
will be
show.
Here in a minute.
All right. I'm sorry.
Let's just do them both really quick.
Okay. Let's.
Guy paid a teen to spit in his face. He got arrested for it. I don't think that's right.
No.
You think that's right? I say,
you want
this is America. If I want
you?
A teen to spit in my face, I can pay a teen. This is not prostitution. Okay, $31. I'll spit in anyone's face for $31 with pleasure.
The police are like, well, we should arrest you because it's a teenager and this might be like sexual. I don't know. Spitting in someone's face is a pretty like rude thing to do. So if you want to pay a teen, I mean, any teen will do that. $31 is a lot of money when you're 16 years old.
Absolutely. It's also a lot of money when you're 34 and haven't worked in a year.
Dude, I would do it. I'll spit on you twice and get $62. See how this works?
This is the kind of thing. I bet if you did a search on Craigslist, you'd find all kinds of this stuff going on. I don't even think it's that rare. But it does get a little weirder because he got arrested for the spitting, but apparently the guy also wanted him to yell profanities at him, slap him in the face.
And maybe poo on him.
Urinate and defecate on him.
Yeah, so that's where it starts getting
That's taking it a little, that's one step beyond.
That's like the guy who hides in the porta potty urban myth, which I still don't know if it's true or not, but I hope it's not.
God, I've never heard that.
You've never
like
heard
George
that?
Michael
about
thing?
The guy who hangs on the porta potty and lets people...
Underneath? Like a Schindler's List kind of thing?
Like swimming around.
Oh, come on.
It's a myth, and I know, and I don't... Half people say, no, that really happens. And the other half go, nobody is that crazy, nobody ever. I don't know.
You just made this
urban
up.
Urban myth. That's how urban myths go. You just don't know. It's like a, you know...
I don't think anyone else in the chat room's ever heard of this.
I no, it is. It's a myth. I know it. Somebody told me that anyway. You know, they took gullible out of the dictionary, too. So. All right. So the guy paid some teens to spit in his face.
Big deal. That's what I say.
He got arrested. What's kind of funny is that it quotes like the authorities. This is in Southern California, by the way, not Florida, as suspected.
Yeah.
Authorities are like, it says something like, you know, authorities are sort of baffled by the whole thing. Like, yeah, we arrested him, but we don't really know.
We don't know what to do with this guy.
Yeah. What did he? We don't know if it's bad or not. Is this good or is this bad? By the way, the guy in the chat room who goes, $31 is worth nothing in Europe, you're missing the point altogether. Altogether.
How much is a good face fecal go for in Europe?
I'd love to know.
European guy. Over there in France.
Which France?
I want to play Tweetbeat. I'll just say really quick that some homeless cannibals over in Russia. Some homeless cannibals over in Russia.
Colleen, you're
killed
awesome.
Somebody and sold the body to a kebab shop, and apparently people ate it. That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't think it's fun. I apologize for even bringing it up. And now,
don't
Colleen,
even know why you said it. Don't know why you went that far with this.
Let's play Tweetbeat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweetbeat.
Hey everyone, time to play the game the whole internet's buzzing about. We call it Tweetbeat. Sarah, let me remind you of the rules. I'm going to say two words or phrases that sound to the ear similar. All you have to do is tell me which one of those words or phrases was tweeted more times in the past 24 hours on Twitter or in the Problems of the Game, which has a louder tweet beat. Do you understand?
Oh, hence the name Tweetbeat.
Got it?
Got it. I've got it. I'm solid.
Wow. Molly just put up pies on her desktop computer. background, and they look delicious.
What does that
She's
mean?
She's making a pumpkin pie,
Molly
too.
Molly put pies on her desktop?
It's like, beautiful.
A There's picture like of all a pie on a computer
on
desktop?
Great. Apple, pecan.
You know, my mom brought down a berry pie last weekend, and I ate the whole thing. It was so good.
Having a pumpkin pie.
Freaking love pie.
All right, let's play TweetSpeak. I perform these metrics at around noon today.
Around noon. So 3 hours ago from right now.
Okay. That's correct.
All right. Okay.
Which has... Oh, what are we playing for?
Well, you know, so here's the thing. You guys have been a little scarce. When I say you guys, I mean you and Molly, of course, because you're a package deal. You guys have been a little scarce lately, so I would say let's play for drinks, but I don't know if the two of you want to, like, have your alone time or not.
Drinks maybe, are enticing. I might
maybe,
throw up.
You know? I don't want to have drinks with you if you're going to vomit. That I do know.
Or drinks would make me feel...
better, because that's the cycle of alcohol.
That's right.
You drink to feel better because you feel so bad because you drank. It's beautiful. It works. It just works. Hmm.
What is this that Molly just handed me?
I handed you a note.
Just tea. It's just a nice hot cup of tea. Okay, let's play TweetBeat. Thank you, baby. Thanks, baby.
Vom.com.
All right, which has a louder tweet beat?
I don't know.
UC Berkeley or Thanksgiving turkey? UC Berkeley or Thanksgiving turkey?
Mm-hmm. So, you'll probably know that I'm feeling better because I actually know about both of these things. First of all, Thanksgiving is next week. That I know.
You know about
this. Second of all, I do. And second of all, UC Berkeley students are upset because tuition has gone up. The ying.
Quite a bit. 31%.
UC system in general, but at Berkeley there's riots. Well, I don't know if it's riots or you know. They call it Berserkly sometimes because everyone's always complaining over there.
Right on that sprawl,
they're all too smart for their own good.
Plaza.
They gotta get mad.
It's all the way back to Mario
trees.
Savio.
Who's that?
He was a big protester back in the day.
What about Julia Butterfly Hill? Remember her?
Yes. I interviewed her once. I swear to God, she has a beard.
See, she always looked
whiskers.
Pretty in pictures. She looked pretty. She was like the tree girl who was like kind of hot.
But I swear, you live up in a tree for that long, you start turning into an ent.
So she had a beard?
I swear to God, she had like Billy Girl gruff.
Oh, it's probably a hormonal thing.
I'm sure she's not listening. I can't imagine she's listening to a tech show. Not that this is really a tech show, but a tech network.
Certainly is not.
She was
I don't
very
even know
nice.
Why we're tech and iTunes.
Very nice.
It's like what we're not. Julia Butterfly Hill has a beard, and there's a guy named Mara that I don't remember that protested a lot. I think that my gut says UC Berkeley.
Really?
Final answer. Yep. Thanksgiving
UC Berkeley.
Turkey.
More
Thanksgiving
than Thanksgiving turkey
is so.
Turkey.
Yeah, because everyone eats either turducken or tofurkey now. Come on, this is America. Nobody says Thanksgiving turkey. It's UC Berkeley. I know it. No
what
contest.
What if I had said deep fried turkey?
Well, you didn't say that, so it doesn't matter. Mm.
So that's your final answer.
Yep.
UC Berkeley. I'll bet you didn't get into UC Berkeley.
Didn't apply, but I wouldn't have gotten in. You have to be like, you have to be like valedictorian among a lot of other things to even get into that school. I wouldn't have gotten in, but I didn't apply. I went to San Francisco State. It was a lot cheaper. Let me tell you what.
I'm a product of the Ivy League.
Oh God, I
hate UC Berkeley or Thanksgiving turkey. You say that your final answer is
UC Berkeley.
Judges, you are correct.
Okay.
UC Berkeley, 441. Thanksgiving turkey, 332. Well done.
Almost was Thanksgiving turkey. It was, it, you know, it made an impressive dent.
Respectable.
It's a very respectable Tweetbeat contender, but not good enough. So it looks
off?
Like I'm in the lead for. Are we playing for drinks? I mean,
yes.
I don't even know if we really established that or not. So good. Right
off,
now, I have a drink.
You're off to a gallop, but will you stop to take a breath? Let's find out.
What?
Excuse me. With challenge number two, I just passed gas. I hate that. I hate it when people belch, and it was totally not on purpose.
Better than farting. Sick.
All right, here's your next challenge. Which has a louder tweet beat? Miley Cyrus or H1N1 virus?
Interesting.
Miley Cyrus or H1N1 virus? Talk it through.
Miley Cyrus. Let's talk this through, shall we, internet? H1N1 virus, not fun. I know now several people who have officially had the virus and gone through the recovery process, and it has been really terrible for people. So this is a, you know, real thing. There's also some like really manipulative like Tylenol cold and flu commercials on right now. Have you seen these where it's like H1N1 virus? I don't know. It's not Tylenol cold and flu. I don't want to like call out the wrong company, but really manipulative commercials about like buying a product because of the H1N1 virus. You know, it's all scare tactic stuff. So there's a really good chance that for a variety of reasons that would have a pretty hot, loud tweet beat. But Miley Cyrus is like always a big one on Twitter because, you know, she like threatened to stop Twitter, and then she's like, you know, always dressing sexy, and then she like said that she doesn't watch like the Twilight series because like the vampire thing is weird. I mean, she's just like, she sounds so dumb. I don't know. I don't really get the whole Miley Cyrus thing. I'm obviously not the right age group, but Miley Cyrus or H1N1 virus? See, swine flu, a lot of people still say swine flu, so that might bring down the H1N1 virus tweet beat a bit because yeah. you've got a choice there. God, I've got my little tumor headache right now. I hope I don't have a seizure on the show. I hate it when that happens.
That would be huge ratings.
I mean, it would be worth it in some senses and not in others.
Yeah. We'd look back and laugh.
Oh, we would laugh. We would dance.
I wouldn't even be able to come save you right now because Molly just took off with the truck.
F it. F it all.
And I don't know your address, so I couldn't call 911.
You know my address. You've picked me up, dummy.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to call 911 and tell them what it is.
So why couldn't you? Why couldn't you be like, she lives in the middle of the block? Like
that blue house. I'm going to tell everyone where you live right now.
Well, that could be a lot of places in San Francisco. I'm not worried yet. Middle of the block, blue house.
Big house in the middle of the block.
40,000 of
blue.
Them.
That Victorian.
Okay, you can stop now.
All right.
I'm going to go with Miley Cyrus. And I'm going to go with Miley Cyrus because Twitter's really been annoying me lately. And this would be a very annoying Tweetbeat answer. And it all just seems to feel right because I'm pissy. I am so pissy about Twitter lately. Everyone just needs to shut the F up. Myself
what
included.
What would you rather have, H1N1 or Miley Cyrus?
Have her in a biblical way?
Yes.
Or just for dinner?
Would you rather have swine flu or would you rather have a lesbian encounter with Miley Cyrus? That is my question.
That's like actually a hard answer. I mean, I don't know. They both sound awful. Okay. They both sound terrible. Horrible.
Oh, come on.
I think swine flu. I think I would rather... I don't want
to
have.
Cyrus?
I would go to jail first of all.
How old is she?
It's legal.
How old
She's
is she?
Underage.
Oh, I shouldn't even be talking about this. I had no idea.
How old did you think she was?
I don't know. Legal.
I'd rather have swine flu. Miley, nothing personal. You're just too young for me.
How about Billy Ray? Billy Ray or swine flu?
God, swine flu. But my answer is Miley Cyrus.
Really?
In the confines of Tweetbeat, my answer is Miley. Miley, I love you.
Final?
Let me down. Yes.
I'm going to tell you why. First, I'm going to ask the judges. Judges, all right, you're correct. Now, here's why. You didn't even know why you were correct. You're correct because Miley Cyrus, is one of her tour buses got in an accident today and somebody died. That's why it was all over the Twitter. It's a tragedy.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. You're right. I didn't know.
Yes.
That's terrible.
It happened today. It's awful. I'm not sure who it is.
Well, now I feel like a huge douchebag for making sexual jokes.
Somebody who...
Why didn't you stop me?
Somebody... I mean, you're saying that you wouldn't have sex with Miley Cyrus and you know that some friend of hers from her tour just died. That is so rude.
I did not know that. Stop it.
It was so rude. How do you think that makes her feel?
Stop it. It's terrible. I really do feel bad. It's never cool when anybody is hurt or...
No, it's not.
Or dies.
And thanks for destroying...
Wow, you really know how to turn a game around, dude. You sure do. Okay, well, I still win, so there's
all
that.
All right, but let's go double or nothing.
Okay, let's. I'm never going to get a drink out of you. We're not going to
here
get
it
drinks.
Is, everyone. This is the final thing in the whole show. It all comes down to this. Which of the following has a louder tweet beat?
By the way, I already have one, just so we know that.
One. I love the Twilight Saga, or I love Lady Gaga.
Mm.
I love the Twilight Saga, or I love Lady Gaga.
I love Lady Gaga. It has to be because I love the Twilight Saga. It's just too wordy. The screaming prepubescent girls who like that Pattinson guy would just be like, OMG, love whatever his name is in the series. Or they'd say New Moon or I, you know, can't wait for the next Twilight movie. Or they wouldn't say, I love the Twilight Saga. I'm sure a lot of people say I love Lady Gaga because she like has like videos out all the time where there's blood all over her and you know she's all performancey and stuff. So I'm gonna go with I love Lady Gaga.
Final.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Judges.
Yeah.
You're correct.
Oh, how about that?
You're three for three.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, double or nothing, too. So two drinks, which seems only fair since, you know, I didn't die or anything.
You know,
and
I'm drinking with you.
You're too hungover. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm just going to sip this Coca-Cola Classic.
Mm, great. Thought you were, first it was wine, then it was tea, now it's Coca-Cola Classic. Like, what next?
I got three things
you're
here.
You're going to be drinking that, you know, like from the fountain of youth or rain.
I've got a turkey melt here, too.
You know, I had an egg salad sandwich at Samovar for lunch.
Oh, did you really?
I sure did. That was that errand I told you about that I was running. It wasn't an errand. I went and had lunch.
Where'd you go?
Samovar. Rose Kid.
You went out with Kevin Rose? And you
well,
lied
we didn't
to me
go
about
out.
It?
We went and had lunch. Haven't seen him in a while.
And you lied to me about it.
Well, I didn't lie to you.
I've got to go
I just said I was running an errand.
Why didn't you say? If you're running an errand, is doing
you know
lunch
why I didn't?
With Kevin Rose.
You know why I didn't? Because you have this thing where if I mention anything about Kevin, you go on this long tangent about, he never asks me to lunch.
Well, he doesn't want to get all, you know.
I have no idea what that meant. Sexy? Did you
wants
say sexy?
To get all sexy with you.
Oh, no, no, and no, ew, gross. Okay, he has a girlfriend. It's not me. No. Oh. He does not want to get sexy with me, but I know he doesn't want to get sexy with you either, but it was not a sexy lunch. It's Samovar. It's very hippie and, like, you know, all about tea and, like,
always
you know,
with the damn Samovar with him. Oh, I got to go here because it says,
it's a Samovar.
What a Kevin Rose's favorite pics on Google Maps.
Oh, one of Kevin Rose's favorite places. God, I know. He's infuriating.
He's
still a cool dude, though. He always picks up lunch. When Kevin asks me a lunch, I always go because he's always going to pay. So now you know.
He brought me to lunch at Samovar.
Did he pay?
Oh, yeah, he paid.
See? It was all worth it then.
Apparently that was like his payback for not giving me the six-figure job he promised me at Dig. Takes me out for some tea and curry or some crap.
Well, yeah. You know, it's
no, that's really nice. He must have really missed you after, you know, he just got back from New York and he immediately calls you and not his girlfriend to go out to lunch. That's cool.
She's in Ireland at a wedding. I already asked.
Well,
he's going to be super pissed, by the way, when he... If not, we should talk about this anymore. Sorry.
You brought it up.
I feel instantly really regretting that part.
Oh, I'm so concerned that I'm going to piss off Kevin Rose.
Well, I don't want to be gossipy.
Yeah. Hey, I enjoyed it. Except for that end part there when you totally ruined my weekend by showing me pictures of Kevin Rose. But,
you owe me two drinks. Will I ever see you again?
I don't know. Maybe tonight. Let's see. It's 3:11 our time now. Let's see how I feel.
3:11, like the band.
Let's see how I feel come, oh, I don't know, maybe like 5. All right. So we can rendezvous. I'll see you in chat like around 5.
Oh, I actually wasn't listening. I was singing a song. What'd you say?
All right. I think I'm done with the show then.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for watching, for listening. We also want to thank Colleen for running controls. Thank you, Colleen. We want to thank Ford Sync, Tweet My Ride Podcast after the hashtag. You're going to get a chance to do stuff. And until next week, have fun. Are we doing a show next week? It's going to be Thanksgiving. Day after Thanksgiving. Probably not.
Well, I mean, it's not... Okay. I'm not doing anything the day after Thanksgiving except being fat and tweeting out on my scale.
I can do it, but I don't know if there's going to be anyone there.
Well, the day after Thanksgiving, you don't feel like people would be on the internet? I feel like
talking about Colleen. She's going to be there. All right. I'm up for doing a show if you are.
I'm up for doing a show. I mean, if anything changes, we'll let you guys know, but I think we should just forge ahead.
Let's pencil it in. You sure, Colleen? All right.
Cool. She'll be there.
Well, let's just end the show anyway. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
That was such a nerd ass way to end the show. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. God. What the heck?
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.